Is Your Husband Your Spiritual Covering? By David Phillips. Objection. Cloth head coverings are not biblically required. In Scripture, the Apostle Paul spoke only of a spiritual covering. Specifically, he taught that a woman's husband is her covering. The woman's responsibility is not to put a piece of cloth on her physical head. Rather, she simply is to live under the spiritual covering provided by her husband, her spiritual head. Symbolism and literalism. In 1 Corinthians 11, Paul provides instructions for two important symbolic practices within Christianity. The most well-known is the Lord's Supper, also called communion or the Eucharist. The Lord Jesus, in the night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup also after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." 1. The death of Jesus, the powerful event behind our salvation, is symbolically portrayed here in the Lord's Supper. And just as Jesus commanded, this personal and meaningful tradition has been regularly practiced by the church for the last 2,000 years. Unfortunately, though, some Christians have mistakenly understood this passage to mean that during the Lord's Supper, the bread literally becomes Jesus' body, and the drink literally becomes Jesus' blood. This belief is called transubstantiation, and is often associated with the Catholic Church. In effect, transubstantiation substitutes the once-for-all sacrifice of Jesus, Hebrews 10, verse 10, with a recurring sacrifice of his real body and blood during the Eucharist portion of each Catholic Mass. In addition to the statement, "This is my body," Jesus made a variety of other comments that were also intended figuratively. For example, he said, "I am the door," John 10, verse 7, "I am the bread of life," John 6, verse 35, "and I am the true vine," John 15, verse 1. These words were obviously not meant to be understood literally, but rather as figures of speech. However, an opposite type of confusion can also occur. Christians sometimes disregard the plain and literal statements in Scripture as they seek to discover deeper, figurative, or symbolic meanings behind those statements. Undercover, a case of mistaken identity. This specific confusion sometimes occurs in relation to another symbolic practice that Paul taught just prior to his statements on the Lord's Supper. "Every woman who has her head uncovered while praying or prophesying disgraces her head. If it is disgraceful for a woman to have her hair cut off or her head shaved, let her cover her head." In response to this text, some propose that a covered woman is one who is in submission to her head, that is, her husband. In other words, rather than a physical cloth worn on her head, the woman's husband is considered to be a spiritual covering for her. This idea of a spiritual covering is sometimes associated with some parts of the charismatic movement. Several important truths about biblical womanhood are symbolized by a cloth head covering. However, multiple interpretive problems are created when being covered is used as a reference to being under the husband's spiritual leadership. Covered, a symbol on the head. The primary difficulty with this interpretation is that it equates the woman's head with the woman's head covering, even though each is discussed separately within the passage. More specifically, this passage teaches that the woman's biblical role is symbolized by a covering, not that the husband's role is a covering. This can easily be seen by considering the actual definition of the Greek verb that Paul used, katakalupto, when he described the wife covering her head. The term simply means to cover up, to veil, or to cover oneself. Of course, a cloth garment could indeed cover up or veil a woman. But Paul is obviously not saying that a husband should be used to cover up or veil his wife. The husband is not the covering. Along the same lines, most scholars agree that Paul's symbolic use of the word authority, 1 Corinthians 11, verse 10, is a reference to the covering. In this verse, Paul teaches that this symbol of authority is to be on the woman's head. This covering on the woman's head is easy to picture if Paul is referring to a piece of cloth, but much more difficult to picture if Paul is referring to the husband. Concluding notes on biblical interpretation. In this passage, Paul discusses both the husband and the head covering. But to equate the covering with the husband requires a non-literal, spiritualized interpretation of the passage. This method of reading literature is often called allegorical interpretation and is often used by those who seek deeper or hidden meanings within scriptural statements. However, most evangelical Christians employ a more common historical grammatical method of reading the Bible, which doesn't allow for allegorizing passages that already make plain sense when understood literally. As with any doctrine taught in Scripture, our responsibility is to handle the word carefully and accurately. 2 Timothy 2, verse 15. Whenever we fail in that, we are liable to cause much confusion. In the case of 1 Corinthians 11, verses 2 to 16, the husband may indeed have some of the spiritual leadership responsibilities implied by those who view him as the spiritual covering for his wife. However, nothing in this text requires, or even implies, that the woman's covering is her husband. Because of the interpretive roadblocks that come with this proposal, it has remained a minority view within Christianity. Instead, the passage provides very clear indication that Paul was referring to a cloth head covering used during times of prayer or prophesy. This has therefore been the primary view of the church for the majority of the last 2,000 years.